Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, and we're live outside the Convention Center in San Diego.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello, we're recording live from the harbor in San Diego. It is the evening of July 4th, and we're waiting outside the convention center on the steps, overlooking the harbor and waiting for the fireworks that are going to be going off in the harbor. We just spent the evening spending a little bit of time at the gas lamp district, had a nice meal, and finding lots and lots of NEC attendees here. They have food, they've got popsicles, they've got drinks, so everybody's starting to get to know each other a little bit and getting ready for tomorrow. So I'm going to go around and ask a couple of the people that I came with from our district. We actually sent seven people from the Liberty Public School District and ask them what they're excited about and what they hope to see over the next couple days of NEC.
I'm Lori, and I'm excited about being here to learn more about using technology to meet the requirements of No Child Left Behind and the new regs through the Individuals with Disability Education Act, and also to find out more about the different types of assistive technology and how to use those with our kids with disabilities.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm looking forward to learning more about professional development opportunities for teachers, as well as assessment data, making that an easier process for principals and for teachers.
Hi, I'm Marty. I'm really anxious this week to see anything about video editing in the classroom, different ways to use it with the kids, podcasting and blogging as well. But the thing I think I'm most excited about is just to see what's new and see where technology is going in the classroom in the future.
Hi, this is Melanie, and we're having a great time here in San Diego so far. Just looking forward to finding lots of new ways to integrate technology into my second grade classroom.
Well, I'm from Quebec City. I'll be presenting on e-learning and all virtual school, and I'm pretty excited about, well, learning about podcasts is one of the things, and learning about other virtual school initiative here.
Okay.
Yeah. As virtual schools, is that pretty big right now in Canada?
Well, it's growing and growing. We still have to catch up a bit, but we'll be there very soon.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I told you I'm a retired educator. You might not want me to do that.
That's great. Yeah, you can say that.
Well, actually, I'm a retired educator, but I'm doing some training with some software companies, so I want to find out what's out there new that I need to be able to help the school systems that I work with, help them incorporate products in their classroom for instruction.
All right. And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta area.
Atlanta. Oh, you guys are hosting NEC next year.
That's right.
You're just getting ready, aren't
That's
you?
That's right. That's
All right.
We
hope to come next year, too. So.
Yeah, well, good. I hope we have a good time.
Oh, you will.
Because it's been great here. We've had a great time here, so I hope everybody does in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. We'll be down there.
Okay. Well, good.
Thanks.
Good.
I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I'm here to learn all there is to learn about technology.
All right. And is this your first time at NEC?
This is my first time at NEC, yes. Right.
What do you think so far?
I like it better if they play some Zydeco.
Need a little bit of music here?
And less corn dogs.
Maybe when they start the fireworks, they'll get stuff going.
That's it.
Yeah. Less corn dogs, more boudin.
Come from Japan.
Wow. And you're here with this entire group?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We have the 14 members.
Okay. So what are you particularly excited about learning, or is there anything that you are really curious about at the conference?
Yeah, yeah. I actually attended the workshop of the video conference.
Oh, video conference.
Yeah. And we also present about the hypermirror with the video conference. So the it's very similar to when we see the contents of the project, our project and the today's workshop is very similar to
okay.
to each other.
So kind of like a distance learning type situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
To learn about the culture, different cultures, multicultures, it's important to... I used to be an English teacher in Japan, so okay. I think to learn cultures is very important for learners.
Okay. So ideally, you'd like to, as an English teacher in Japan, be able to do some video conferencing with someone, for example, in the United States?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I'm planning to teach by video conference, and I think it's effective for learners to be motivated and encourage them, I believe, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think you should be able to find some pretty good stuff here in the next couple of days. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your job is to win valuable prizes.
Win prizes? All right. Well, if you just want to say where you're from and what you hope to see in the next couple of days.
Yeah. My name is Kent McInnes from Oklahoma City. I'm a guest of my wife, who's the media specialist in Mustang North Middle School outside of Oklahoma City. And my interest is videography, which my son and I and my wife have done for several graduation classes, for several reunions we've done, and so we get a lot of ideas and things too that we can use for the next round of kids that come through and graduate.
All right. Thanks.
Well, my name is Larry Houston. I'm the middle school, high school principal from Tamb's Egyptian High School. And I'm really interested in finding out ways in which we can use technology to further enhance the education that we're giving the kids today to improve student achievement.
All right. Well, as a teacher, I just want to say it's great to see administrators here, because I know a lot of times you see teacher, 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 and it's every time we get an administrator to take time out to learn more, it's awesome. So as a teacher, thanks for coming out as an educator.
Well, thank you very much.
So there's a sampling of some of the thoughts from tonight's reception for the opening of NECC. Three of us in our party decided to walk back from the convention center to our hotel. Currently staying a little bit further away from the convention center. It took about an hour to walk back, but saw some great sights, saw the Midway, a couple of the old ships and some of the museums. So we're going to come back and probably look at some of those again tomorrow. So we're anxious to get a good night's sleep and get ready for the first day of NEC. Stay tuned for more podcasts from San Diego and the NECC conference. Good night.
The Speak of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.